Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today, we have Mayor DeZine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. Spring is one of those seasons where you're looking forward to all kinds of stuff, and 4-H is really no exception. You've got coming events, things that you're kind of planning, and it's a watch this space sort of moment going on.
Yeah, so, you know, we're basically gearing up. Summer's our busiest time of the year, not that we aren't busy all the time, as you can probably tell from my reports, but summer is our busiest time of the year, and we try to do lots of different educational activities for our youth in Miami County and Linn Counties and the Mayor DeZine District. A couple things just to kind of, before I get really into our summer events, just a kind of a reminder, if you are a 7 to 18-year-old or you know of a 7 to 18-year-old in the Mayor DeZine District and you're wanting to join 4-H, our deadline is May 1st for you to show at the 2024 fairs in either county. So that's coming really quickly. So if you're thinking about it, now's the time to do it. You can join at any time, but you cannot show in the 4-H divisions of the fairs if you aren't in by May 1st. So be thinking about that. But going on from there, we have lots of things going on, and we are starting to plan our June calendars and get lots of things going. So one of the things I'm really excited about is our 4-H program manager, Kendra Browning, is going to do a photography workshop. And so she's trying to plan the photography workshop there in June, the first week of June, the 4th and 5th, I believe. One of them is going to be in Mound City and one of them is going to be in Payola. So we are working on that. We also have Discovery Days, which is registration is actually open right now for it. It is in Manhattan, and you get to go onto K-State's campus, and I think that's for 13 to 18-year-olds. So if you're interested in that, you can find out more information on our website or at kansas4h.org. We also have Chopped coming back this year. Chopped Clover Edition is our food competition this summer. We have teams of 2 to 4 4-H'ers who compete. They have a secret ingredient, and they have to make a dish from that secret ingredient. And then they present it to a judge along with how they did it and some nutritional information about the dish. And it's a lot of fun. It's really cool to see. I'm always amazed at what some of the 4-H teams come up with. Last year, our secret ingredient was cream cheese. And I was really impressed with how many different things they came up with cream cheese. So we're working on that. And that'll be towards the, right, tentatively we have that for June 18th, so we're working on that. We're going to offer a teen leadership day camp in June 20th, we believe. So that'll be kind of our teens getting to have a day camp, and we're going to try to help them improve their leadership abilities, because most of them have some leadership abilities, and have a lot of fun while we do that. So that'll be a good thing. And then we have our all day camps. We do a day camp in Payola on the 25th. And this is set. And then the 27th, we're going to do a Linn County Day Camp in Mound City. So there is lots of things happening. We also have some summer interns again this year that are going to be working, the Kansas 4-H Summer Engagement Interns. And they'll be doing some working with some of our libraries and schools throughout the district to provide some summer educational opportunities for 4-H. So if you're interested in any of these, I would say probably the easiest way to get information about them is to follow or like our 4-H Facebook pages. And we put it out on all of them, but we have the Miami County 4-H, Kansas 4-H for our Facebook page. We have Linn County 4-H Facebook page. And then we also have the Mayor DeZine District, Extension District Facebook page. So any of those, that information will get there. We also put it all on our website. So you can also go to mayordezine.ksu.edu to find all that information. And we look forward to seeing you all in June, because we have a variety of activities for kids of all ages. We basically go from 5 to 18 this summer, so it'll be a lot of fun.
And that's not even the full calendar. You've still got things in the works that haven't been announced yet. So
yeah,
this is going to be a big summer again, but a lot of stuff to look forward to, it sounds like. I like the fact that you mentioned the leadership skills. So many 4-H'ers that I've met have impressed me. Just their demeanor and the things they do, the community service and the desire to learn and things like that. And you really help bring that out in them, I notice.
Yeah, we try. We think that's one of our hallmarks of 4-H, and we try to make sure that we increase those and develop those in our 4-H'ers.
Oh, yes, and a fine job all the way around. Not only your support of the 4-H'ers, but the 4-H'ers themselves bringing it to the table in a big way. Well, Carla, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and we look forward to talking to you again, and especially hearing how some of these new plans are coming along. Talk to you soon.
Yes.
All right. Good deal. Thank you very much. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.